Welcome back to it. The Lansing Center, live in Lansing, Michigan. The Steve Gruber Show, a special edition. We're here for the Brain Association of Michigan's annual fall conference. In a moment, we'll talk to John Gwynn Prosser, the Vice President of Health Partners and Home Care, talking about the fact that you're not going to save money when it comes to auto insurance. They say here, they say, in fact, you'll end up paying a lot more because of the changes made to no-fault insurance signed into law by the governor a few weeks back. They say anything you thought you were going to save, don't kid yourself. There's a lot more to be spent here. We'll talk about that in depth today. We'll also talk about some of the cutting-edge things that are happening to help people overcome brain injuries, spinal injuries, traumatic injuries suffered in car accidents. We're talking about that at length today. So you'll want to hear a lot of the different things we're going to talk about here today. In fact, how it affects your pocketbook, how it can affect you and your family and all of those things coming up here this morning on the Steve Gruber Show. I want to go now, however, to continuing the conversation. John Bolton, as you know, got the boot as the National Security Advisor by the president on Monday. Booted out, he was. And some people are trying to figure out why that happened, and the bottom line is pretty simple. John Bolton was a guy who never saw a war he didn't like. John Bolton is a warmonger, quite frankly. He's a guy who always wanted to go to war, always wanted to do regime change. It didn't fit in with the way this president wanted to conduct foreign policy, quite simply. And the president much more closely aligned now with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Let's negotiate. Let's sit down with Kim Jong-un or whoever we can sit down with and try to make peace and not war. Leave Afghanistan, if you will. And that didn't fit in with John Bolton's view of the world, quite frankly. And as a result, he is no longer there. Mike Pompeo will have a much bigger hand in foreign policy. And when you look at the possibilities of who the president could pick now to become the National Security Advisor, one name that certainly would pop into your head would be Condoleezza Rice. Condi Rice, the former Secretary of State for George W. Bush, widely respected, brilliant woman, could certainly step into that role. And you would wonder if she, and I'm sure she would, if given the opportunity. Well, she was appearing on NBC News yesterday morning on the Today Show, and she was asked about Bolton, but then she was asked about something else. She was asked about the Russian interference in the 2016 election, which has been, you know, widely discredited now for having impact at all. And in fact, the Inspector General's report, Michael Horowitz's report, is expected to come out any time now, and it's supposed to be and expected to be unkind to James Comey and James Clapper and John Brennan and others. Very unkind of those folks. And we'll see how that plays out. But Condi Rice was asked by Savannah Guthrie, the news presenter there at NBC, and, you know, cheerleader for the Democrat Party, what happened and did Russians actually impact the outcome of the election in 2016? I want you to hear this. It's an important response from Condi Rice. Bite number two.
When you look at the 2016 election and you look at it, how, relatively speaking, it was decided by a handful of votes in a few states, do you think it's possible that the Russia's election interference actually worked? It actually elected Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton?
I don't think there is any evidence of that. And, you know, I really don't think that that's a good conversation to have. I think that really does devalue the people in Wisconsin and Michigan and others who decided to vote for President Trump. But whether you like this president or not, whether you believe that he should have been president or not, let's give the credit to the Americans who went out and voted for somebody who they thought would bring change. And the question is, are we going to be responsive to some of the messages that were out there? And do you hear me now? People who felt that they were disadvantaged by globalization, the unemployed coal miner in West Virginia, the opioid addicted person in Pennsylvania. Are we going to be responsive to those people? That's really the question we should be asking.
What a great response from Condoleezza Rice to a ridiculous question. Assertion, really. It seems that the mainstream media is refusing to let go of the notion that somehow Russia impacted the outcome of the election, which, yes, they interfered. Yes, they were involved with social media posts, and they spent about $250,000. What an investment. Because they wanted to undermine confidence and create division in America. Well, that happened. Best investment Russia ever made at $250,000. But did it impact the outcome of the election? Certainly not. Certainly not. And I think Condi Rice was right. What about the people in Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania that went to the polls and voted the way they did? You don't have to like the way it turned out. And if you don't, you can go back to the polls on November 3rd, 2020 and change the direction of the country if that's where you want to be. But give credit to the American people. Not a good conversation to have. And I would agree with her on that. It's a conversation that undermines everything that we, you know, believe in as far as the institutions of the country. So it was an important rebuke, I believe, of NBC News, who continues to cling to this notion that somehow they will be vindicated when the Inspector General's report comes out, or there'll be some, you know, secret report somewhere that will save them where some people did something. Obviously, that's not going to happen. We wait for the IG's report. We'll see how that plays out. So the number one issue currently is immigration. Number two is the economy in America. And as you look at the economy in Michigan and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, you look at economy and numbers that are very strong. The need for employment very strong. In fact, coming up on the program, we'll have the Association of Builders and Contractors here. They are desperately searching for enough employees to fill the slots that they have open right now. And that's just one example of groups that are looking for qualified employees to fill jobs, good paying jobs. And it's not just in Michigan. It's across the upper Midwest. It's in places like North Carolina and Florida as well. And it's all an indication of how strong this economy really is. Unemployment levels, the lowest of my lifetime. Unemployment levels for certain groups, black Americans, Hispanic Americans, lowest they've ever been. You look at these facts, and it's undeniable that the economy has moved in the right direction under this president. And it's almost as if, you know, whether they're cheerleading for Condi Rice to say the Russians helped win the election, or they're cheerleading for a recession, it just seems anti-productive, to say the least, just very anti-productive, and I hope they can do better. All right, so we will continue with that conversation as well. We'll talk about some of those job openings with the Association of Builders and Contractors. ABC will be here. The Associated Builders and Contractors of Greater Michigan Chapter will be here to talk about us. Jimmy Green will be here. And straight ahead, John Gwynn Prosser will be joining me here on the program. It is 25 after on a Thursday. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy. Know your own power. It's the Steve Gruber Show, back after this.